NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Edward Snowden, the former U.S. contractor who's wanted on espionage charges for revealing information on surveillance programs, has left Hong Kong and is seeking asylum elsewhere. NPR's Nathan Rott reports Snowden is believed to be in Moscow now and eventually wants to make his way to a country that would grant him asylum, such as Venezuela or Ecuador.
Hong Kong officials said that the U.S.'s request to extradite Snowden did not meet their legal requirements, allowing the former NSA contractor to flee. The anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks is reportedly aiding Snowden in his movements and said that Snowden is bound for, quote, a democratic nation via a safe route for the purpose of asylum. Appearing on Fox News, Utah Senator Mike Lee said that Snowden may be in for a rude awakening.
I think Mr. Snowden is delusional if he thinks that he's going to find a country with a better human rights record in Moscow or in Havana or in Caracas.
Justice Department officials have said that they will continue to work with foreign officials, whoever they may be, to extradite Snowden back to the U.S. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Gunmen wearing police uniforms attacked a mountaineering base camp in northern Pakistan today. They killed 9 foreign tourists and their Pakistani guide. One climber escaped. Pakistani officials say the tourists were mostly from China and Ukraine. Taliban fighters claimed responsibility, saying the attack was retaliation for a U.S. drone attack. In Turkey, police used water cannons to disperse the first mass gathering in Istanbul's Taksim Square in nearly a week. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports demonstrators brought flowers in memory of those killed in more than 3 weeks of protests.
Thousands of protesters came to Taksim to remember the 4 fatalities from the anti-government protests. Riot police, backed by water cannons, dispersed the crowd, and police chased scattered demonstrators down adjacent streets. Separately, an Ankara court ordered the detention of 22 protesters, bringing the total number of those arrested in the capital to more than 50. Nearly 70 protesters faced charges in Istanbul. Speaking to a rally of government supporters in a city near the Black Sea, Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the same plot against Turkey was now being repeated in Brazil. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Opponents of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi are planning demonstrations in Cairo this week to demand his resignation. The head of the army warned today the military is ready to intervene to prevent any violence. He made the statement on Facebook, saying both sides must put aside their differences. The South African government says Nelson Mandela is now in critical condition. The former South African president has been hospitalized for 2 weeks, being treated for a recurring lung infection. Doctors say he's susceptible to respiratory problems because he contracted pneumonia while in prison for 27 years for fighting apartheid. This is NPR News from Washington. An air show near Dayton, Ohio reopened today with a moment of silence to honor 2 performers who died yesterday. A plane crashed and burst into flames, killing the pilot and a wing walker. Video showed the plane gliding through the sky before it abruptly rolled over and went down in front of hundreds of horrified spectators. The man known as the King of the High Wire plans to walk across the Grand Canyon later today. Native American tribes have mixed feelings about the stunt. From member station KJZZ in Flagstaff, Laurel Morales reports.
Nick Walenda will walk across a 2-inch thick wire 1,500 feet in the air, where winds have been gusting this week at 35 miles per hour. But Walenda says he's been training with wind machines and he feels ready. Northern Arizona American Indian tribes believe this gorge on Navajo land to be sacred, and the Hopi tribe has said if he falls, his death is their spiritual burden. The tribe has requested Walenda wear a safety harness, but he refuses.
I truly hope that when this walk is complete that they will all be excited about this, the fact that it happened there. And it really is shining the light of the world on this area.
Walenda says his last walk across the Niagara Falls brought $25 million tourist dollars to that area. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.
The wait is almost over. Twinkies are coming back. Hostess went bankrupt last year, ending production of the popular snack cake. The company is operating again under new owners. It says Twinkies will be back on the store shelves starting July 15th. And not to worry, they'll taste the same, but the boxes will include the tagline, "The sweetest comeback in the history of ever." I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.